Ideologies and movements that suggest conflict and anarchy as the only means of achieving their own success constitute the starting point of terror. Darwinism, that regards mankind as an advanced form of animal, that links the progress of life to the struggle of survival in nature, that maintains that the strong will emerge victorious from that struggle and the weak will be crushed and eliminated, came up with the slogan, "The Struggle for Survival." Together with the terms favored races and inferior races, this slogan rested on a racist foundation and constituted the ideological basis of the wars and conflicts in the world. People who receive these messages from textbooks in schools and the films they watch see life as a pitiless battleground and regard treating each other as animals as something perfectly normal. Some of those educated in the framework of such ideas turned the 20th century into one of violence. Influenced by Darwinism, they incited war and conflict. The idea of dialectical conflict constituted the so-called basis of the slaughter committed by communist ideologues. During the course of the 20th century, communist terror cost the lives of some 120 million people. The Darwinist nonsense of the struggle for survival between the races and natural selection formed also the basis of Nazism. Adolf Hitler, who believed that only superior races could survive in this alleged world of struggle, drowned millions of people in blood with his fascist terror. Some 55 million people lost their lives in the Second World War, which began due to Nazism's policies of warring occupation. The Nazis, followers of the 21st century, still regard violence as the only way and continue to resort to terrorism. History shows that the idea that man is a kind of animal subconsciously instilled in people by Darwinism has a terribly damaging effect on society. The dreadful acts of terrorism in the present day are a proof of this. Twisted Darwinist slogans that praise violence, support conflict, regard war as a virtue, and maintain that only the strong can succeed must now be consigned to the waste bin of history. The eradication of Darwinism will mean that philosophies that support conflict and violence will lose all their foundations. The most important means of freeing people from the nightmare of terrorism is spiritual education. Societies can achieve permanent peace by means of individuals learning and living by the moral values of the Quran. Apart from that, any other one-sided precautions or rules imposed to regulate the life of society will only be partially effective and will fail to totally eradicate the nightmare of terrorism or other ethical problems.